No, it could be like a Ace of Cakes with a giant sponge sugar like handle thing on it.
No, if it no, it'd be like Rice Krispie treats or something.
You know, that's what you want to, fondant.
You know, that's what you want to be chewing on when you think you're going to have cake.
It's kind of like when you go to pick up a glass of milk and take a sip, but you accidentally grab somebody's glass of soda instead, or vice versa.
So you like just don't ever look at what you're drinking.
You've never made that mistake before. Where you're expecting to drink one thing and it turns into something completely different.
Well, maybe a different flavor of something, but not like two completely different kinds of things.
Well, you should make it a point to accidentally do that sometime because it's unsettling.
Right.
Because your first thought is, what the f*** is wrong with this milk? And then you realize, oh, this isn't milk at all.
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
No, we're calling her Bitch School.
Hey, Mickey.
You get out this dark hallway, I'll go into this closet.
Paladin.
That it.
And Fort Max.
After 10,000 years I'm free. I think I'm going to go destroy Earth now.
Showtime.
Yes.
Well, I think it's time to start the show. 45 minutes ago.
We now doing our show already in progress.
You're listening to Superhero Time. We're starting really late, so screw the introductions. Is anything going on this week?
No, right. Let's move on.
Well, okay, one thing. The actor who plays Masked Rider Skull, who is a singer in Japan, and actually sang what Mickey affectionately calls the bromance song. Him and the woman whose name escapes me who sings the O's theme are going to collectively sing the theme to this year's Movie Wars.
That's sort of an odd pairing because their singing styles don't really seem to be similar.
What? Neither does O's and Double.
And yet both are awesome.
So there you go.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Hopefully.
Well, it's just like we got like a James Bond theme song singer, and then we got a ska chick singing.
Who's like 40 years old.
Yeah, well.
Which just seems kind of weird and out of place, but whatever. Old people need work too, right, Mickey?
That's right.
Yeah, there's no need to introduce any of you because, you know, you're all in the intro anyway, so. If people can't recognize your voices, there's no helping them.
There's no helping any of us.
Well, not since we started the show, no. So anything else going on this week?
Did we report that the Evangelion bike riding ranger figures are out?
I don't know. Ask Fort Max.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay, well, I've seen them. They're out. That's about as exciting as...
Oh, wait. Oh, those. Okay, I was thinking you were talking about the Dino Thunder Morpher Rangers.
No.
Okay, yeah, the Cycle Accelerators, those have been out for a while.
Okay.
Well, you know, the ones
them.
That look like
though,
Evangelion
just the
with
green
Ranger
ones.
Helmets.
Blue is still not shown up.
He's in the wave of the White Ranger figure that hasn't shown up yet.
Except they're not even the same assortment.
It was a joke.
Nice. Has anybody actually seen the power-up Green Ranger in person yet?
No.
Has anybody reported finding one?
No.
What the hell, Bandai? I mean, seriously, what the hell?
It's Bandai.
First you take away our Dragon Zord, and now this?
Bandai.
They take what you want most, and they crush it.
No, that would require it being there to... crush. Well,
they take what you want most and make it not exist in the first place.
Except
with time travel.
Well, they make it exist just enough to tease you with it.
They're like really good with Photoshop.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, they really aren't.
Have you seen the their Photoshopped image of the boxed Whirlybird Megazord?
Not that I recall, no.
It is terrible.
So is the boxed Whirlybird Megazord. You know, Whirlybird Megazord really needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
Rather than just a nickname we've given this crappy, crappy toy.
Maybe a little the American name for Datus wearing the ostrich.
That would be so good. What do you remember?
Yeah, I'm going to adopt that name from now.
What? What, pal?
I'm going to adopt that name from now on, that combo.
Because he's a whirly bird.
Yeah, we're going to save that for use later, because that's too good to forget.
And also, we're going to have to use it later, because it's, well, too good for Ghostager.
Everything's too good for Ghostager.
Well, there are these new rumors about Gokiger.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
That it's supposedly not pirate-based, but Noah's Ark-based.
I mean, it's so easy to get the two ideas confused.
That's just so incredibly insane, I can't help but like it.
It's so incredibly insane that it can't not be true.
Yeah.
Also, there are some unfortunate implications about this.
That we're all going to die in a flood?
Well, no, given that this is, A, this is Japan. B, what is the Old Testament full of? Horrible death, rape, incest, and rapey incest.
This next show sounds awesome.
Fort Max has a point.
Of course, then, if it's also, anywhere near as biblical... If it's anywhere near as biblically accurate as the Gosei angels have been, I don't think we really have to worry about anything.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, if Japan tried to do biblical rape, there'd undoubtedly be tentacles involved, and I don't think that ever actually happened.
Not in any of the testaments I've read.
Yeah.
Does Ares seem even remotely like an angel to anyone?
Well, if you replace the ears with wings, no. No.
Maybe they're fallen angels. Maybe that's what the deal with the show is.
Well, I remember reading something, I don't remember what now, but it clarified that the Gosei world was someplace where humans with advanced powers lived.
So then what the hell were they doing there?
So they're actually mutants.
Right.
That's probably why they're on Earth, is they don't belong there.
It's like some kind of Celestial Xavier's school.
Could have been that. No one has yelled Gene once.
Huh?
There has not been one instance of someone yelling, Gene!
Well, that's because we're seeing the people who flunked out of the school. If we were watching the actual school, you'd probably have that, like, every other sentence.
Yeah, we've got, like, the Legion of Substitute X-Men here.
I mean, you don't see some guy running around with claws either.
Well,
do you?
Also, Wolverine's not on the team.
Right, he's over in O's, or at least his gloves are.
No, here's the thing. It's Wolverine. He's on the team. If there's a team, he would be on it.
Or he would just be it.
Yeah.
I wonder if at any point since Wolverine's been introduced that they've somehow used time travel to make there be just a team of Wolverine.
Possibly in Deadpool, but other than that, I don't think so.
See, this is the kind of stuff we talk about when we have no news, and it's worse than that. Maybe worse isn't the correct
word. We could be talking
about
Ghostager.
Which we don't have this week, which is why it's not really worse, but we have to fill a little bit more time with, you know, nonsense.
Now, let's see. The mutiny's going to probably start up on PowerRangers.com on November the 8th.
Which is notable why?
Because Lord Zedd.
Right.
Lord Zedd is awesome.
Yeah, but there's like 2 years full of Lord Zedd episodes.
But this is his first appearance, so...
Yeah, whatever.
It's worth noting, if you want to see Lord Zedd's first appearance and you haven't seen it in a while, then you'll know when to watch it.
Meanwhile, on the day we recorded this, Doomsday Part 2 ran.
I think it's still more important.
Well, it's still on now, but by the time the show goes up, it won't be anymore. What's the next episode? The jellyfish thing?
The next four episodes are combination of clip shows and Zoo Ranger battles not previously used.
What?
No, they're after Doomsday. There were four episodes. Two episodes that were clip shows. One being the Crystal of Nightmares, the other being Pudgy Pig Part 2. Then there were, I think, one episode that, well, then the other two episodes were on used some Zoo Ranger monsters of the week that weren't used in the first 40 episodes, and then the Zoo 2 stuff starts.
You know, I don't think I've sat down and watched Power Rangers in order from the beginning since 1993. Maybe I should do that sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Of course, that sounds like an awful lot of time to put in.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, next, tomorrow's is Rita's Seat of Evil, which is,
She has an evil seat?
It's the...
Yeah, haven't you seen that bicycle she flies around in, like, once?
Yeah, Rita's Seat of... Let's see, there's... It's Rita's Seat of Evil, then...
Rita's Seat of Government.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Rita's Seat of Evil, Pig Surprise...
Same thing.
Then Something Fishy, which actually is a Zoo 2 battle. Then it's Lions
Jellyfish
and Blizzards
Monster.
And Crystal of Nightmares, and then a few more episodes before Return of an Old Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rita's a lot more awesome in Zoo Ranger than she is in Power Rangers.
Yeah, for one thing, when she talks, her lip movements match.
Well, in the first episode, I watched the subs of it the other day, and like she like kills the shit out of like the whole town. She just shows up and starts raining down hellfire and zapping people and blowing up buildings.
Well, in one episode of Die Ranger, Serpentera destroys Tokyo.
That's not that hard, though.
Yeah,
Tokyo's
I know.
Tokyo's the matchstick city.
Yeah. That pretty much happens every other week anyway.
Yeah.
And also, this is going to be when you start getting the really good music. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's one thing I'll give for that stretch of Power Rangers that introduced the cool music.
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't enjoy those episodes quite as much, though.
Yeah, I mean, they were a bit... Yeah,
I don't remember those episodes quite as much, to be honest.
Peldon's still all mumbly.
But yeah, some of them are quite pretty disjointed due to being just strung together from other battles, and then others on with the Zoo 2, it's pretty much, yeah, the monster footage is new, but the
everything
Moon
else
Palace footage all reused, so it doesn't really match up all that well.
Yeah. I mean, the second half of Season 1 and pretty much all of Season 2 just didn't sit well with me because of the way everything was cut together.
Well, the last third of Season 2 did fit pretty well simply because you had the Rangers and the monsters from the same... that were actually originally shot together to begin with.
Huh?
Well, the last third of Season 2... the monsters and Rangers were actually in the same scenes together.
Yeah, they did get some of the later Die Ranger suits, didn't they?
Yeah, the Die
Cactus
Ranger
monsters
didn't show up until about 10 episodes into Season 2.
The what?
Well, see, the Die Ranger monsters didn't
yeah.
actually start being used until about 10 episodes into Season 2.
And they didn't have costumes for them until way later.
The costumes
right.
were typically whatever ones held up well enough that to be still usable after Toei was done with them.
Right, like I remember they had the Cactus Monster.
Yeah, they had the Cactus Monster, the Kaleidoscope one, I think Pachinko Head. But yeah, of course, the last third of the Zoo 2 battles, Zords of Editing, of course, was all mashed up. Where you had... you had the Zoo 2 monsters, the Die Ranger Zords, and also sometimes mixed in with American footage.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Yeah.
Big.
And actually,
more than a bit, yes.
And actually, that site that's been going over the source footage for Power Rangers has actually just recently started Season 2, so...
Which site is that?
The Orphelogeny... I can't pronounce it. I have no idea how it would...
Morphelogeny.
Yes.
Interesting. I've never seen this before.
It is... It has a Monzo-like thoroughness to it.
I shall have to bookmark this and examine it later.
Though we did give up trying to figure out the Zordon scene, so...
There's really no hope for that anyway.
Yeah, unless they could get find the original just uncut up scenes of it, no hope for that.
Yeah. Some things are better left unsaid anyway.
And I did find that there's a ton of Moon Palace scenes that apparently Saban even had gone and hired Toei to do a lot more Moon Palace footage. And used even as early as a pilot, so...
Interesting. I guess that was cheaper than all the new fight footage they commissioned later.
Right, because with this it was using costumes, sets, and stuff that was already made.
And there was no choreography involved or anything.
Right. At most it was... Though apparently with that they had it done with the ink... With these, it was... partially that done with the English dialogue in mind.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty interesting.
Yes, it's a very thorough analysis.
Well, that's what you get with Jesse Herndon.
Yeah, he's basically Mondo of the Power Rangers fandom.
Well, all respect to Mondo, I think Jesse was around first. okay, so anyway. Yeah, definitely going to be looking at that later on.
Yeah.
Hey, Mickey, didn't you have a funny story you wanted to share with us this week?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's really show-worthy or not, though.
Well, you didn't specify when you told me.
Oh, well, it's just...
Just tell us anyway, and I'll edit it out later if I have to. We're killing time, remember?
Okay, well, you can't blame my microphone problems on the Mac anymore.
No?
Apparently, it's just me. I was playing Reach the other day with Oh My God, I'm on Fire from the AllSpark.
Mm-hmm.
And my mic running to the Xbox started doing the same thing.
Well, that's strange because on RFC, one of our guys is using a Mac and the same thing happens to him.
So apparently it's just me.
Or it's just Mac users in general.
Right.
Except it does it on... Oh, yeah. Well, but it's doing it on a Microsoft product too, so...
But you're still a Mac user.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although I haven't buzzed yet today, have I?
You have.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you should have said something.
Half the time I don't.
Oh.
Go ahead and spoil the fun.
Well, if y'all consider it fun, sure. I don't hear it. It doesn't bother me.
I guess it just depends on the context.
Your mom's context.
Yep.
That's
your mom's face.
Okay, so anything else to talk about?
O's.
No, actually, before we get into O's, there's the matter of ramen noodles.
I didn't watch that.
And very, very hard-boiled eggs that show up later.
You didn't watch Hyper Battle?
I thought it was just another music video thing.
No.
No.
Well, what the hell is it then?
It's a very it's essentially a 19-minute episode that is crazy.
It was included with one of the TV magazines.
Oh, okay.
And
well.
Also, remember the one that goes over the different memories?
No.
There's something from Hyper Battle that shows up in that. Namely, that egg that got tossed over the back of Revolvo Gary.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it is Fort Max. But yeah, you should have watched that. Everybody else did, even Paladin.
It's someone who told me that it was an episode or something.
What? Huh?
What?
What'd Paladin say?
What?
He was clicking.
Before that.
No, that wasn't me this time.
No, that's Mickey. Stop clicking.
But your mom's over here.
So what did Paladin say before he didn't click?
He didn't say anything either.
He said something and Mickey was talking over him and I couldn't hear.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, this sucks. Mm-hmm. How is it that the three of us ended up watching something Double and Mickey skipped it?
Well, just go ahead and talk about it. I'll pretend like I watched it.
Well, Shotaro's eggs are very hard-boiled.
But yes, that testicles.
That is an unfortunate euphemism.
They're probably more hard-boiled than Phillips.
Not going there.
Phillips are over-easy.
Well, Philip didn't
like
cook anyway. See, this the Hyper Battle video was basically Iron Chef Double.
Complete with the announcer, complete with the Iron Chef announcer voicing the frog pod.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
Chairman Kaga is his name, right? Or is he not the announcer? He's just the host.
I don't know. I don't watch enough Iron Chef. Especially the Japanese one.
A long time since I've seen the original.
Oh, sadly, there was no secret ingredient.
How can you do an Iron Chef homage and not have a secret ingredient for them to make ice cream out of?
Well, they replaced secret ingredient with, like, secret theme or something. They were trying to replicate...
I got.
They were trying to replicate the result of something else, so a secret ingredient wouldn't have really played well with that. But you see my avatar on AllSpark, right?
Yes.
Well, that's where that came from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has its own dopant.
Yeah, its own special dopant, and a special memory, too.
Well, what was the dopant?
What'd they call it? I don't remember.
Chicken egg.
Well, that was the memory, but they combined then into something else.
They cooked the memory into a dopant?
Well, not exactly. Yes. It was a double memory. Two attributes.
Ah.
Remember the magazine scan of the ramen bowl head dopant?
No.
Well, you suck. Much like this segment. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Somehow we have taken a ramen bowl dopant with chopstick sword and made it suck. What have we done?
The old man.
I blame Fort Max.
I watched the episode. You didn't.
Well, then why didn't you tell me to watch it?
I blame Fort Max as getting to be kind of an old joke.
We did tell you to watch it.
Well, yeah, but like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't think that really counts. Because I seem to recall the link you posted that saying that it was up if anybody cares. So I took that to mean that it wasn't that important.
Well, it's your fault, isn't it?
You're right, I shouldn't listen to you.
Well, you shouldn't listen to Fort Max. I mean, that's kind of different. I'm worth listening to.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm on 17 podcasts. Okay, so should we move on to something we did actually all watch?
Yes.
Like O's?
Yes.
O's?
Yeah.
O's! 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 Come on!
I like saying O's.
O's.
It's more fun to say than double.
I like saying Taka.
But nobody likes saying the green metal combo name.
Gata Kiriba?
Gata Kiriba.
Excellent. I was hoping you'd learn that in the intervening week.
Very good.
Now, we just need to have each of us say one of the metal...
Can't use it.
What do you mean I can't use it?
That'll kill him.
Well, I mean Oz can't use it anymore. He doesn't have the metal.
Well, it'll come back later. It's too powerful to have this early in the series anyway. But now what we need is each of us to say one of the metal names.
Kuwagata?
Kamakiri.
Bata.
No, you can't say Bata. Paladin has to say Bata because you sang the song.
Oh, Christ, this is a disaster.
Bata.
I can make that work. I mean, I make the show in general work, so...
All I have to do is cut out three,
for a certain
seconds.
Value of work.
Shut up, Fort Max. So anyway, go back to O's.
Yeah, I liked another nice touch in the greed base. First of all, you had a large pile of the bar stools over in one area.
My fort.
Yes. And second, the dramatic cloth backdrops were just being just as lazy as the greed were. Because you had one just draped over a rod, one draped over a wall, one partially on a table with the rest of it on the floor.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Lethargic color scenery. I like how Uva is sitting there at the bar drinking straight out of the bottle.
Meanwhile, 14-year-old girl is blowing bubbles.
Yes. She should hang out with Roman.
She's really taking to the... she's really playing up the part of her human form.
Yeah.
But when she blows bubbles, it's creepy instead of cute.
Well, of course it's creepy. It's an orca living in a 14-year-old girl.
They're probably poison bubbles.
But, yeah. I think Roman would fit in well with the greed, actually.
So, the subplot for this episode is about a guy stealing from his wife to buy lottery tickets.
I didn't really follow it too well, either.
Yeah,
Not just lottery tickets, scratch and win lottery tickets.
Yeah. Apparently with a million yen payout.
Million.
That's what I said, yeah. Million yen payout.
You said billion, I thought.
No, I said million.
Million yen? Or just million?
That's right.
Yeah, this subplot is kind of shitty.
Well, it seems to be a victim of the way, makes his yummies.
Or actually, no.
Gamel?
No, it's, from what
Gamel.
I can tell, is...
Gamera.
Gamel just seems to...
Gargamel.
His yummies seem to be based on his desires. It's just that... It's kind of like with, issue of the Marvel Transformers comic where Runamuck and Runabout are spraying graffiti all over the national monuments.
How are those things possibly related, Fort Max?
Gamel sees someone doing something he finds fun. Gamel makes a monster that does the same thing.
I think the important thing to note here is that Gamel, the human forms, they're actually humans because he uses his human form to make the yummy.
So they are possessing people.
I'm pretty sure the greeds can't make a yummy out of themselves. I don't think that would work.
Or at least it shouldn't, based on the mechanics we know so far.
Or
right.
Well, all
it makes
of them
more sense
make
that
yummies
this is a
in
real
a different
human.
Way. So this is just how Gamel makes his. He makes them from his own desires.
But I think it implies that their human forms are actual human bodies, not just disguises.
But you don't know, Ayn, because he only
for now, anyway.
He only turned to his greed form to create the monster itself after he put in the coin. Before he put in the coin, he was using his human form, and after he created the yummy, he went back to his human form.
Right, I'm saying it's not absolute, but I'm thinking it's likely that this is what's going on.
No, it's probably just how Gamel creates his.
I think the human forms are in the basement for it, Max.
Damn you! The power chamber was on the surface!
You know what I like about Gamel? In his greed form, he's wearing elephant pants.
Yeah.
And also, you can really see how low-budget the unarmored parts of the suits are.
Yeah, the rubbery bits kind of shook around a lot in this episode.
Maybe
it looks like it's essentially like it's thick rain suit material or something.
Probably is just vinyl.
Yeah.
That way it can be easily replaced.
I wonder if there's an app for that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I knew the description couldn't be quite as awesome as the reality of the episode. Where, in fact, there is not an iPhone app to track down medals.
It's just to keep track of them.
It's just an iPhone app to read classified ads.
Yeah. And yeah, it looks like that each greed has three types of medals and three of each type. So...
Oh, of course, while there might not be an iPhone app to find the medals, apparently you can go on Craigslist for that.
And you'll find someone who listed it to get you to go over there so they could beat you up and steal your medals.
Like I said, it's like going on Craigslist.
Yeah.
So it's just like the casual encounters section then.
Exactly.
Except that doesn't exist anymore, I don't think.
And
no.
So we have turned...
No, adult services does not exist. Casual encounters is still there.
And you would know. And well, so we have turned a failure of an iPhone app joke into success.
Yes. Well, see, I used to go to adult services to find your mom's postings, but now I've got to go to casual encounters to find them. So, in the shot where Ankh is sitting on the building looking at his iPad, I just noticed that the train that goes by him looks exactly like that train from Robots in Disguise.
Oh, yeah, I noticed
Midnight
that too.
Express.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool that it was based off a real train deco. I didn't know that.
Well, in Lightspeed Rescue, I think, there's also a rail spike.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't recall seeing a rapid run in any of these shows.
All of them were based off of actual bullet trains in service with their decos, so...
Because in Japan, they can do that.
Yeah. And plus, they also love their bullet trains.
I'm just saying, though, even if America loved its bullet trains that it doesn't have, if Hasbro tried to copy the deco from one exactly, there would be a legal problem.
Mm.
So if like Rapid Run got blown up, would that be explosive Rapid Runs?
So anyway...
Get back to O's. So, Ankh, there's some complicated math told us how many medals there are total. Did any of us add all that up?
Maybe we should wait till after we can understand what Mickey's saying again.
Okay.
In the meantime, how about Cake Guy?
He bakes a
still awesome
four medal into a cake. He is awesome.
Let's see, I think it was Mickey who was suggesting he would bake a file into a cake at some point.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Same basic concept. What I'm wondering, though, is what would have happened if, you know, like, AG got carried away with the cake if he wasn't in the middle of a fight and ate the core medal?
Well, he probably broke a tooth on it. I mean, they're not big enough to swallow on their own. Or rather, they're too big to swallow on their own. So, I mean...
Again, you would know. But still, I mean, it seems like one of those simple TV plot points. Oops, swallowed the core medal. How do we get it back? Well, I guess you can wait till tomorrow. Boy, that thing's going to hurt coming out.
The core medal was right on top of the icing, though, because it's only dirty on one side, really. So it was probably placed on
top
of the decoration.
And plus, I could probably just pull it out. Though AG would have to eat ice cream first or a popsicle.
I don't really like where this sounds like it's going, Fort Max.
Well, if someone was trapped inside your body and all you had was a big fist, how would you get it out?
Again, I don't really like where this is going. Now, if he did eat the metal and had to let it pass naturally, when it came out,
I don't like where this is going.
Would it announce its name when it came out? So, Paladin, you watched this episode, too. Why don't you give us some thoughts?
I'm trying to. I just can't talk well enough to keep up with the rest of you.
Also, I am very disappointed that a certain green slipper was not included in the barrage of shoes.
It's too busy being used on Terui. Because, really, by this point, she's probably smacking him, too. I'm sure they're at that point in the relationship.
But when does O's take place in relation to that?
Well, it seemed clear enough before. But with the Movie Wars thing coming up, it's kind of getting muddy again. So we'll have to wait for that to make a determination.
So, the new medal is the Lion Head.
Yeah.
Right.
How does he know which position on the belt the medals go into, anyway? Like, when he gets a new one like that?
Maybe there's, like, a number on them. Like, 1, 2, and 3.
Maybe.
Or it's just process of elimination.
What happens if you put the wrong medal in the wrong slot?
Well, with the toy, it doesn't matter what order they go in. It still gives you the right combination.
Yeah. Well, maybe it doesn't really matter for O's either, then.
Maybe. But he does put it in the correct slot. That's my point. How does he know which slot to put it in?
He practiced on your mom.
Maybe there's different thicknesses to the medals in the real show and not the toys, but... Like, you know, those coin sorting devices where the nickel and the penny will only slot in the right slot. Maybe the medals will only fit into certain spots on it.
Well, how does he know to take out the one medal to try that slot? See, that's what I'm saying, though. There's got to be some logic to this. I know there really doesn't, but there does. What?
Okay, so the Lion medal apparently has a flashlight attachment. And
sight beyond sight.
No, it just probably has the light from the Matrix light from 20th anniversary Prime in it.
No, it's not that bright because I can still see. It's too bad that the hawk head doesn't use eyes of the hawk. Then you give strength to the bear and speed to the cheetah.
Really, the hawk head's not doing much of anything, is it?
No. And probably the lion head gave him the power to beat two guys at once just by, like, snapping a flashbulb at him. I don't really... What? It seems like it powered him up just so he could have a power-up.
Well, the Greed do spend their all their time in that dark bar, so...
Yeah, yes, but that one was sitting outside for most of the afternoon.
It was... It didn't really make a lot of sense, even by O standards.
Okay, so let me ask you, between the characters for this episode, who was more irritating, Gambler Husband or Devil Wife?
Ooh.
Devil Wife.
I'm going to go with Devil Wife.
Because, really, they both were just...
They're both horrible people, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's the point, but still. But Why do I want to watch them if they're such terrible people?
I'm betting her nagging bitchiness was probably what started him from to be a thiefy loser.
I'm sure that's what inspired him to go try to win the lottery so he could probably, like, run away.
So he could give her money so she'd shut up and stop bitching at him.
If he gave her money, how could he get away from her?
It's because she'd go out shopping with Bitch School.
But Bitch School doesn't have money anymore.
That's but right. She would have money bitch to take her shopping. Job. I miss Bitch School. She was
I know, we gave her such a nice nickname, and she's never going to be on the show again.
Yeah.
Probably.
It could be characters similar to her, though.
But it still wouldn't be Bitch School.
So we could go into Bitch School the second.
Also,
the third, the
AG
fourth,
leaving,
and the
leaving the job as soon as Insane Strong Girl is back.
Well, it's not his regular job anyway.
Yeah.
They seem kind of uncomfortable around each other anyway.
Well, AG seems to be uncomfortable to be tied to any one particular place. And I wonder how much longer he can stay in this town before he gets the wanderlust going again.
I'm guessing around 50 weeks. Plus movies.
I wonder if there's going to be a plot point later on where he wants to move on. But he can't.
Well, after they make Goto the second rider,
probably.
He could, you know, try to take off for a week or so. Because there will be somebody still around to keep up the fight.
Yeah, speaking of Goto, I'm starting to really like his character. Now that we're getting some insight into why he's around.
He's definitely second rider. I mean, the more he talks, the more it's obvious.
Or he's the person perfect to be passed over as the second rider.
He could go evil.
No, I think even if he's initially passed over as second rider, he'll get it later on.
Cake guy should be second writer.
I mean, that plot point has been used in previous writer series, so it's not out of the question. Mm-hmm. Plus, you got to keep in mind that if the writer for the series who wrote Deno is keeping up that pattern, second writer is not going to be entirely team player-y.
Like Excel?
But in a different way.
In more of the... Oh, damn it, I'm having to work with these idiots.
Well, again, that is kind of the Excel way.
Just how he feels.
Well, that was less Excel and more of the... Excel was more the... I hate working with you. If you're going to get in the way, that's your problem. But...
That sounds like Gosei Knight.
Yeah. But yeah, Excel was kind of more the... whole asshole about doing what he was doing. This one is different thing that keeps him from working as well with AG is just some disagreements on philosophy. They just both go about most of the stuff in the same way, have the exact same goals pretty much. It's just that he doesn't want to work with Greed. Or has worries about working with the Greed.
Which is perfectly understandable, seeing the way Ankh is.
Yeah.
And plus, he's being treated as a courier. Mm-hmm. He's not doing any saving here.
Well, being the last survivor of the Ride Vendor Squadron, I mean, there's not much else for him to do anymore. Except ride around with his shotgun.
Yep.
Delivering cakes.
There's still what we've sort of forgotten about here is that when the Ravender Squadron got slaughtered, Cake Guy didn't really seem to care.
Hmm?
I imagine he kind of expected that to happen once the Greed actually woke up.
He didn't seem sad by it.
Well,
he was making a cake.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, priorities, man.
I'm just not entirely convinced exactly. He's trying to save the world here.
There's no time to be sad when you are making cake. If you cry into your cake, you will offset the batter.
And
the cake will fall.
She died.
Then I battered her again.
Excellent.
And then she died again.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible Kogami will be the villain in the end or close to it. But right now, I'm not seeing any definite indication either way. He's too self-interested at the moment.
No, not even that. He's too interested with making cakes.
But he wears a suit and runs a business. How could he not be the main villain for the show? Have you ever seen any television out of Japan at all?
Oh, come on. Somebody must have worn a suit and run a business and not been the bad guy. I mean, it had to have happened at least once.
I can't think of anything.
Crap.
Nothing coming to mind.
All right, so there's a challenge to all of our listeners. If you can think of a good corporate suit-wearing person in Japanese television or cinema, let us know.
Here's a challenge to our listeners. Listen to the show.
No, we want to challenge them with something that's possible. Maybe.
But if they can't listen to the show, how will they hear the challenge in the first place?
Well, fuck.
So there you go. So Ankh's getting the crap beat out of his hand
again.
And he lost two. We saw him lose two core medals already. So
it was a green and a yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do we have?
Well, the yellow
of those?
Must be a cheetah medal.
Doesn't have doubles of the green ones. I don't think.
Well, maybe that would be an excuse for not using the combo form anymore, as he lost one of the greens.
Well, it would have to be the Mantis medal.
He lost yellow. That means.
Well, he had doubles of both of the yellows, so.
Yeah. Paladin?
Paladin.
If he lost the yellow one, too, that means they can't use the full yellow form either.
No.
They had doubles of those, though, so there's still at least one of each available.
Yeah.
All they need is one cheetah medal, and they've got the full form.
So what will the all-yellow combo do, you think?
Be unpronounceable.
Well, we got an insect swarm with the insect.
Probably take a nap.
or
have caption power.
Lolcat O's.
Samurai Pizza Cat power.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that song stuck in my head again now, thanks.
Excellent. Well, judging by the preview, we're not going to get the full cat form next week either, so.
That's probably a good thing. It's too early to get another super combo, I think.
Yeah. I want to see more of the red medals, though.
Imagine the red medals be some of the last ones we get, because the more red medals we get, the more
Ankh. The more of Ankh there is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and. Kogami probably has all of the other red ones.
He probably does.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's not unreasonable to assume that any medal that either Ankh or the other Greed don't already have is not in Kogami's little money bin.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he needs to go swimming in his medals. At least once. But Japan's not cool enough to do DuckTales references.
Woohoo.
Isn't that Paladin's line?
Okay. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo.
Now we sound like a Blur song.
Okay, I think that's enough of that for now. Take a break?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superhero time, where your mom jokes go to die.
Real brand mayonnaise. Mm. Figurereviews.com. covering all your toy review needs. The best in photography, with detailed reviews and high-quality video. FigureReviews.com has over 200 reviews, nearly 4,000 photos, and now features the bite-sized podcast and a growing library of video reviews. Quality matters. FigureReviews.com.
Welcome yet again to Paladin's Place, preferred provider of mechanized melee.
Have the Rangers bring all the Zords together to form the Mega Thunder Zord!
Mega Thunder Zord power up!
Die Ranger is a pretty typical Sentai series, mostly famous due to the US incarnation. After burning through every feasible bit of Zeo Ranger footage, the producers of Power Rangers knew that another option was necessary if they wished to continue the success of their franchise for another year. So Saban chose to use Zord footage from Die Ranger while retaining the highly recognizable and marketable first-year Zeo Ranger costumes. The resulting fusion of footage is somewhat unusual, but it definitely filled Saban's needs. More to the point, Die Ranger's Zords were relaunched in American stores as the Thunder Zords. Most fans were pleasantly surprised at the Power Rangers' change in arsenal. Tonight I'm offering my thoughts on this Thunder Zord team. The Die Ranger story revolves around certain elements from Chinese mythology, and the first five Zords clearly reflect that. These mythical chi beasts are all based on legendary creatures. Red Dragon, Green Lion, Blue Pegasus, Yellow Kirin, and Pink Phoenix. Some of the names were changed in the American release to reflect more familiar creatures, but the overall effect remains the same. The Zord toys are not very interesting this year, to be honest. They're all nearly immobile bricks with minimal play value, which are not necessary endearing qualities. But the major exception, and by far the most interesting of this set, is Ryuseo, the Red Dragon. In addition to having a more than acceptable level of articulation, the beast possesses its own independent transformation, creating a robot mode known as the Chi-Transmitting Warrior. This is much more effort than we usually get out of a Megazord set, and I for one appreciate the extra steps in development. At first, the Chi-Transmitting Warrior was the Die Ranger's primary defense against giant monsters, but when the remaining four Chi beasts were tamed, a new flying configuration, known as the Heavenly Chi Palace, became the new method for attacking, in a finisher I'm dubbing the Acme Effect, where Chi Warrior lifts the palace up and crushes monsters to death. Finally, we have the official Megazord combination. The four Chi beasts form an armor of sorts for Chi-Transmitting Warrior, creating the combination known as Die-Reno. This combination was also called Thunder Megazord in America, and Mega Thunder Zord in at least one instance for some reason. The final configuration is excellent. This is definitely one of my favorite Megazords. The armor form is very visually impressive. It does hamper Chi Warrior's articulation level back to normal for a Megazord. Probably my favorite element of this configuration is its main weapon, the Great King Sword, which is a design we really haven't seen much of in Sentai, sadly. Another weapon can be assembled from Dragon's bow staff and Phoenix's tail, but it really isn't that interesting. One other item of note for this set, the Lion Zord in Die Ranger is green, but for the American release the decals were changed to black to continue matching the Zeo Ranger color schemes. Fortunately, the good people at Repro Labels have created a handy sticker set to correct this minor coloring variation. These Die Ranger Zords definitely get my recommendation. They're solidly built, interestingly designed, and above all, they're pretty fun to play with. However, due to the wide assortment of parts needed for this set, it's now very difficult to find a complete and good quality Mega Thunder Zord. But if you are lucky enough to find a decent set for a decent price, go for it. I say you won't regret it. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Superhero Time.
And now, back to action with Superhero Time.
Okay.
All right, Twitter theater this week is something you've probably seen already, at least the first minute and a half of it. Fort Max, you watched this a while ago. Why don't you set the scene for us?
Okay. Half of the episode is Kiba Ranger abusing his powers.
Of course, so
on a skateboard.
For those who don't know, Kiba Ranger is the original form of what we got as the White Ranger in Season 2 of Power Rangers.
And the episode in question here is Die Ranger episode 18.
So basically, Fort Max just sucks at this.
Yep.
Yep.
So, the White Ranger in Japan is a kid.
A 9-year-old kid.
A petulant 9-year-old kid.
A perverted 9-year-old kid.
That needs to be punched.
Or D, repeatedly. All of the above.
So, yeah, I've seen the clips from the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, everybody's seen that.
Well, in case someone hasn't, it involves the White Ranger skateboarding and blowing up girls' skirts so we can look at their underwear.
Not exploding, just, you know, updrafting.
Oh, yes.
Using his chi power.
Which is hilarious.
I mean, what 9-year-old wouldn't do that with magic powers?
And so, you know, I've seen the scene on YouTube, but so I was looking forward to watching this episode to see the scene in the actual episode. And then it's the very first scene that happens in the show.
Right.
Something, well, shit. That was the good part first.
Yeah. Japan sure knows how to spoil it, don't they?
Well, that's what I thought.
Ultra Magnus dies. I wonder what happens in this episode.
They did that with Dragon Ball a lot, too.
But then the show gets crazier as it goes on.
Yeah.
Apparently the Die Rangers are completely evil dicks. Oh my god, they're like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia level of self-absorbed and hateful. So the kid that's the White Ranger.
Cole.
Yeah, okay, so apparently he's an orphan or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and so he goes to live with his sister. Is it really his sister?
No.
Okay.
No relation whatsoever.
Okay. Well, he goes to live in with the Pink Ranger, and she doesn't want him there because she hates him for some reason.
Well, it might
she's
be
an
the,
asshole.
It might be the grabbing her chest and lifting her skirt thing.
And also finding out that he was living with her by him being in her apartment.
Yeah.
Moving in.
She came home to see him moving in. So, Pink Ranger and the Die Rangers enact a plan to trick the kid to make him think that his mom was coming home from being missing and was going to meet him at the train station.
Yeah,
this is the most cruel thing I have ever seen any good guy do, I think.
The kid deserves it.
You don't tell someone that their mom's alive and coming back to meet them to get him out of the house so you can, like, throw his bags out in the street.
Well, they were trying to move him back in with the foster family who... Yeah. They were trying to move him back in with the family he was living with before.
Yeah, but, man...
What?
Damn it, that's just... evil.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of excessive.
Well, no, he deserved it.
Well, let's just say that the kid will fit in really nicely with the Die Rangers. Dick is as Dick does, after all.
Yes.
And I really don't want to stop and contemplate the deeper meaning of that sentence either.
Too late, I already did.
I think we all did, sadly.
Okay, so someone who's watched more of Die Ranger, clue me in. What's going on with the main villain of the show? He appears to also be a 9-year-old kid.
Oh, no. See, he was only introduced in, I think, the previous episode.
Okay.
He's insane is basically what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an insane little 9-year-old boy who's being raised by the, like, Master Evil or whatever.
Okay.
He's like a little 9-year-old devil child or something. I don't know.
And that it's Kiba Ranger's brother, so...
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
It's just all kinds of convoluted.
But one thing is that while the... Ranger battles are very interesting, the Zord battles are dull.
That's Fort Max's catchphrase, by the way. Well, yeah, and there was not
It's a shame, too, because most...
Go ahead and finish.
And the battles are kind of dull, because most of the Ranger Zords are pretty good.
There wasn't even a Zord fight in episode 18, was there?
Yeah, most of the episodes are okay, maybe throw a few punches, then stock finisher. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... For his,
actually, really, probably made it a whole lot easier to splice them with the Zoo 2 footage.
I know, if you were just watching Die Ranger with no, like, greater knowledge of anything, you would think they did the same thing for that they did for Season 2.
Well, no. There wasn't enough of the Dino Megazord showing up in that for that to be the case.
Well, okay, I mean, that's true. Would have been funny, though.
Okay, so in the episode, the evil kid sends out the three maiden monsters out there to attack a bathhouse? Is that what they did?
That's a shrine.
It was a shrine, okay.
Trying to find who
Kiba Ranger, yeah.
Well, it's not, they showed up at a building, and a whole bunch of half-naked kids came running out of it. What the hell was that?
It's Japan.
Oh, okay. Of course, how silly of me.
Well, see, you just looked away when the tentacle monster came running after them.
So, okay, was there no explanation for that?
What?
Was there no explanation for that scene? Or
for the kids? No.
Okay, so it was just
randomness.
Actually,
kind of, yes, because it was trying... Because knew the Kiba Ranger was a kid, but so...
Okay, yeah, I knew... There's a reason for them going after kids, but why were the kids like all half dressed running out of a building? That's what I'm confused about.
They were looking for a mark on the forearm.
Okay, so they were ripping off kids' clothes.
Right.
Is that what they're implying, or
trying to find because Kiba Ranger's mother had branded a tiger on him.
Right. Yes. But okay.
Did they not know exactly where the tiger burn was? Or
they told them that it was on the arm.
I'm gonna go back to it's Japan.
Okay, so really, this is just randomness of the way that scene was set up. Then there's no.
Die Ranger has a lot of things that seem like they're just kind of random.
Okay,
and I have to just assume that it's because it's Japan.
Actually, that's probably the best thing to assume for anything random in Sentai. Period.
Yeah.
So. Eventually, Pink decides to come to the rescue of the kid, and she does it by running and jump kicking the monster's human form right in the face, which is pretty awesome.
Like I said, the morph battles are awesome.
Now, this is before she was even morphed. She did this all
well,
human on human.
Okay, the human scale battles are awesome.
Yeah, they beat on monsters with sticks. What? That's not awesome.
Not especially, except when
they've got tassels on them.
Well, see, that makes it all the better. They beat
monsters. Yeah, but tassels aren't the best place. The best place for tassels is not on a stick.
Well, if there's a spear on the end of the stick, then yes, it is the best place for a tassel.
The best place for a tassel is always on a boob. This is basic stripper logic here.
Look, we don't need to hear about how you made it through college, Mickey. But yeah. Sticks with tassels. What? You were saying something about the fight scene being cool? Kicking the monster's human form in the face?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
So, which one of us?
What?
You.
Huh? I'm confused.
Who?
Oh, that's
who? I hurt myself
who?
In my confusion. Somebody say something.
So, the White Ranger fights a tentacle-raping hair monster?
And cops a feel.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Almost. How could I forget
this? I
really
hate him.
But how can you hate him? His finishing attack is he summons a metal band to attack the enemies.
Yes.
Which, that's awesome. He defeats monsters with the power of metal.
He would be so proud.
Like, why don't they use that in America? Like, he could have summoned Tommy could have summoned Ron Wasserman to defeat the monsters.
Or Stan Bush.
Or Stan Bushatron.
Yeah. Stan Bush and Ron Wasserman.
And Stan Bush would have probably done it, even for what Saban pays.
Now, be nice to Stan Bush. He's cool.
I know. I'm just saying that even if he had no idea what the heck it was, he'd probably take the job. And that's part of what makes him so cool.
Well, you know, he did do an insert song for Sailor Moon.
I like how this Japanese metal band they get has like a Japanese Axl Rose singing, like the headband and everything.
You know, it's funny. I picked out this episode for the first minute and a half of it, Kiba Ranger abusing his powers.
And I was getting crazier.
I was given this wonderful bonus at the end of the episode. Something I've never heard about anywhere before. I mean, really, how does this exist and everybody does not talk about it as much as Kiba Ranger abusing his powers?
Yeah, so
I assume most people stopped watching after that because they figured there was no way it could get any better than that.
I guess.
That's a reasonable assumption, but man, you'd miss out.
Well, Fort Max, you've watched Beyond This. Does he ever use the Rock Band finisher again?
I think he's used it against Shaddam.
Okay, so if it appears again in a later episode, ooh, there's no excuse for it not being more well-known. I mean, honestly...
Does he summon other awesome things to fight for him?
Yeah, because that's a really great gimmick.
They haven't subbed all that many episodes after that.
They've done 12 more episodes after this one. Or is 11.
These ones focus... The ones after this start focusing on Kameo.
Oh, yeah, Tor.
Yeah, Turtle Guy.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, they haven't gotten to the point where he gets stepped on yet.
I wonder if Tor is filled with delicious meat.
Usually filled with Tiger Zord.
Or Dragon Zord, depending.
Yeah.
So,
wrong kind of Dragon Zord, but yeah.
It's still a Dragon Zord. Just a Dragon Zord of a different color.
So eventually Pink Ranger decides to let the White Ranger move in with her. If he promises to never grab her breasts again.
Which he promptly breaks.
Except that...
Well, he didn't break it. He grabbed her ass.
Except the Die Rangers don't...
No, didn't he lift her skirt then?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. She should have been more specific.
Except the Die Rangers don't...
What?
Except the Die Rangers don't figure out that he's Kiba Ranger until later on.
Right. Because Saba talks for him.
Right.
And makes him sound really gay. No offense, Mickey.
Well, he's the one all bouncing about and prancing all over the place.
Your heads are high! I mean,
yeah, so
what?
They got the whole secret identity thing going on right now between the two group, or White Ranger and the main group, rather.
And everybody else.
Yeah.
Or at least that's the idea. I think evil 9-year-old knows, right?
Yeah, so the...
I think that's the impression.
Yeah. I also like how when Ko is going out to where the Die Rangers are fighting... He just happens to pass Evil Kid going by in his death rickshaw. Because that kind of coincidence happens all the time.
Well, there's not many people living in Japan, if I understand. So.
Well, there are. But there are a lot of people. It's just small.
It's like, imagine if all of New York City lived on one street.
They
with
don't?
With three houses on it.
I could make a really racist
not
joke.
That way.
I can make a really racist joke, but in this case alone, I'd feel bad for doing it, so I'll leave that one aside.
No, this is superhero time. We don't feel bad about anything as long as it's funny.
That's a great tagline for the show. This is superhero time. We don't feel bad about anything.
Aside from the show itself.
Well, you're just overcomplicating it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Fort Max is keeping up with Die Ranger, and I'm not. Anybody else going to start watching it regularly from this?
I would consider watching it regularly from this, but honestly, I'm probably going to be too lazy to follow up on that.
Yeah. Well, you might want to go back, and...
Paladin?
I don't know about regularly.
Well, at least it's regularly as a subterfuge.
Yeah, I kind of like to see more.
What?
I might like to see more of this.
Wonder what's up with Paladin's sound tonight.
It's like he's lagging or something.
And far away.
I'm not lagging. You guys keep fucking over me.
And then that happens.
Yeah.
Does your connection really slow today or something?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
So I wonder if we're getting your voice, like, coming in later than what you're saying it. Yeah.
That would be lag.
It's not lagging, it's just cutting out.
Well, no, it seems like he's a little slow.
Mm. Yeah, like, well, I'll ask him a question, and there's, like, a pause before we hear the response.
Like, Paladin, say something right now.
Something right now.
Screw you.
That was about a 3-second pause there.
Or at least a second and a half.
Yeah.
There was a noticeable pause, though. But anyway, yeah, you should go back and at least catch the episodes where Green Ranger falls in love with the female peacock.
What?
Is peacock a euphemism for something?
Just peacock. Yeah, you know, okay, a peacock is specifically a male bird. But in this show, it's represented with a female character. So draw your own conclusions.
Okay, but there's female peacocks, too.
Well, they're called peahens.
Those are peahens.
Seriously?
Yeah. And collectively, they are peafowl.
I had no idea. I thought they were all peacocks.
No, you should know this pretty well, Mickey. Cock is specifically male.
I guess I've just never really thought too deeply about it. I wonder how they taste.
That's a very good question. Probably a little gamey.
Yeah, I was thinking about parrots.
What do they taste like?
How they taste?
Yeah, but I was thinking if you fried a parrot, do you know what you should totally use for breading? Fruit Loops.
That would be a toucan, not a parrot.
Parrots are colorful.
But the
but
joke
it's toucan
doesn't work.
Sam, not parrot Sam.
Right.
The point is, Fruit Loops are colorful like a parrot.
But
okay, fine. Replace the Fruit Loops with Trix, then.
And bread a
That's
rabbit?
That's a rabbit!
God damn it.
I don't think anything actually has a parrot for a mascot, does it?
I don't think Captain Morgan counts.
No, because he's a pirate.
And you can't really bread liquor anyway.
Although
you can make liquor
could.
From bread.
You can try.
Can you imagine
State
fried
Fair
liquor?
Texas has found a way. Trust me.
Fried liquor
would be awesome.
They had fried beer this year.
How'd they do it, though?
I don't know. I don't want to know. All I know is they had fried beer.
I mean, they must have, like, soaked bread in beer or something and then fried that. That's the only thing I can think of.
They had fried butter last year.
Well, I mean, that doesn't seem as far-fetched since you can fry cheese. You know, at least mechanically you know that works. But, you know, frying a liquid product that's liquid at room temperature, that's a little bit of a different color. But yeah, I wonder what parrot does taste like. You know, the flavor is determined by what the thing eats, which is why most of our beef and chicken tastes like nothing. Mm-hmm. Tastes like corn. Why everything we eat tastes like corn.
So our gas tastes like corn.
Which gas? Human gas or car gas?
Car gas, because it's got ethanol in it.
Why are you eating gas? Or drinking gas?
Because it's got
fried
corn
gas?
In it.
No? Okay. What?
No.
There was a lag and it was really quiet, but it was good comedic timing anyway. Yeah, so how about that Die Ranger?
Oh, going back
okay.
to Mecha. I know Mecha weren't in this episode, but I haven't heard Paladin's review yet. But they always seemed like they weren't nearly as sturdy as the Zoo Ranger Zords.
Did you ever have any of the Thunder Zord toys?
I did. Yeah. They had lots of parts you could lose. Even the helmet itself had even the Megazord helmet. Itself was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4,
at least 7 pieces.
6, actually. Well, what? Yeah, six pieces. You had the black part of the helmet, the little gold face thing, the gem in the face thing, the little gold tail, and then the two halves of the jewel in the tail thing.
Okay.
But I mean, it was flimsy. The clips that connected the lion to the Red Dragon Thunder Zord were pretty flimsy. They would eventually break. The clips that held the Red Dragon Thunder Zord's head on in its robot mode would eventually break.
Yeah, mine
those were very flimsy. The other three main Zords were, I'm pretty sturdy actually,
the Tiger Zord especially is losable parts.
Yeah.
Try finding one with all those red orbs besides mine. Mine has every single one of them still. Of course, it's brown now.
Yeah, and of course also it has more little gems you could lose. And the top part of the Thunder Mega Tiger Zord, the Mega Tiger Zord helmet pops off easily. And the sword for both of the Thunder Zord swords are multiple pieces as well.
There was some. The only thing I actually lost out of any of this stuff was the little ranger figures and the power crystals.
Yeah, I was six or. No, wait. I was seven, I think, when I got them. We lost a lot of the parts.
I was 10, I think.
Yeah, but yeah, the Zords each originally came with two Ranger figures and two crystals. Now, the crystals were created for the Power Rangers release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But wait, weren't the Ranger figures, though, sculpted with the G-Ranger diamonds on them?
No.
They weren't?
Okay. They were the Dive Ranger figures.
Okay. I remember the helmet resembling Tyrannosaurus.
But yeah, the figures themselves were all the Dive Ranger suits.
Huh,
it's just
huh.
that at that scale, it really didn't matter that much.
Well, I don't think there was any suit detailing on them except for a visor for the helmet.
Okay, well, okay. Also the seam in the middle of the front of the suit.
No, I don't even remember that being on there. I remember the bodies being basically smooth.
No, they had that, and the White Ranger had the shield detail.
If I hadn't lost mine like 10 years ago, I'd probably remember it better.
Well,
I had
a picture for it, Max, because I don't remember them being like that at all.
When did you last have yours?
Me? Long time ago.
I still had it, but I lost I lost about half of them, but also got some in a lot that I got partially for some Dragon Zord parts and also partially for the McDonald's Power Rangers the Movie Zords. But I sold them in 2005 or so.
Toy Guide. Hope this is something useful.
But mine didn't come with the Crystal Rangers.
Well, I can see the belt. And, of course, it's hard to find pictures of these not
it's hard
box,
to find good.
It?
There's no site like TFU.info for the toys with Power Rangers.
I know, that's really a shame. But at the same time, I'm sure as hell not doing it. You know, just like you had your complaining about difficulty sourcing for your instruction archive recently.
Well, it's more most of the stuff is just... most of the stuff for the stuff that I don't have up yet, it's going to be just take it from Hasbro's site.
So I've done the archive thing before, and it's not suitable for me. Put it as simply as possible. Done it once, never again.
Okay, there we go. There's a picture. Yeah, there isn't the crease the front of the suit, but.
Even this picture is not very good.
Why is it on a package of saltines?
You know what I want to know?
Scale?
In a lot of pictures from, like, Japanese and Chinese sites that do toys and models, stuff's compared to a pack of cigarettes.
So everyone smokes there.
I guess.
You know what I want to know?
There's no telling.
What? Why, of all the details about the Die Ranger mecha, are we obsessing over these little... Crystal Rangers.
That's
a good question.
I don't know.
Because no one has theirs.
Okay, so anyway, do we have anything else to say about this?
Oh, and also, all those little chrome parts on Tor's shell. those. I'm amazed I didn't lose any of mine.
Those didn't seem to come out quite as easily in my case.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Tor has been under my bed for about 10 years, and I'm not sure I remember to take the batteries out first. So it probably doesn't even matter anymore.
He's probably got a nest of squirrels living inside him right now.
Or mice.
Yeah. It's
probably dissolved by now. Battery acid, you know.
No. It's not like Tor does anything.
And I doubt Tor is hard to get either.
Let's find out.
Well, no, it probably is because no one bought one. Because it doesn't do anything.
First listing, zero bids, $16.
You go to the store, pick up a box, pay for it, take it home, open it, out comes another box. Out comes a box you put batteries in. Woo! Good times.
Tor is retarded.
What?
Ugh.
What?
Tor was retarded.
Well, blame Japan. Blame Japan for thinking a giant turtle mega was a good idea.
A giant turtle is fine, except
that it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It should have come with, like, a monkey to ride on top of it.
Or just anything fun to do.
Like, spin around like Gamera.
How much
something.
Did Tor cost new? I don't even remember that.
It was probably something obscenely expensive.
Fort Max, do you happen to have that information?
Nope.
Well, a lot of good you are right now.
How much was Titanus?
Don't remember. But, so you, but the same Titanus point. Had a motor.
Yes.
So it's going to be a little different.
And did stuff aside from that.
Tor was a box with a flashing light on it.
Well, okay, Titanus well, so could pull around your Megazord. The Megazord could ride around in it.
And it could
you
chase
could
your
chase
cat.
The cat.
Yes. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Okay, so that's what justifies Titanus' price, but would Bandai really care about justifying Tor's price?
You know, the best you could do with Tor is stuff the cat inside of it if the cat was small. Man, why didn't I ever do that when we had kittens? Yes, I really did just say that. Nobody should be surprised. Even me.
They should instead of a turtle, they should have made a possum.
A possum?
Yeah, so you could put like another possum zord inside it.
A smaller possum zord?
Yeah.
That would have been a good thing for Wild Force to have.
Yeah. They could have left the kangaroo zord, too.
Yeah. But Japan never does anything fun, so.
Or if they do, they turn into Ghost Ager.
That's not fun.
Your toys are.
Or at least the candy toys. I don't know, if I could find one cheap, I'd probably still get a Leon Cellular. Since, you know, you don't actually have to have any cards for it to work.
Nah, just wait a year.
Maybe.
Yeah, Bandai.
And Bandai won't bring it over here.
Right. Well, I got my sushi changer for about $20. That'd be okay. So, anything else? Anybody find the Tor price yet?
Yeah, it was, you can get one for $16, looks like.
No, I mean the price new.
Oh.
Guess not.
No.
Yeah,
what do we have lined
cares.
Up?
What, Paladin?
I said, well, nobody cares.
Well, I'm kind of curious, because I don't remember how much I paid for it.
Too much?
I don't know. That's kind of why I'm wondering. Now, I don't have the receipt from when I bought mine. That was, you know, 15 years ago.
Well, then how are you going to return it?
By putting it in another toys box, of course.
Oh.
Of course, good luck finding anything that comes in that big of a box anymore.
Your mom.
She doesn't come in a box.
No,
oh,
that's the size
she
of her box.
She has a big box.
A big box the size of Walmart?
Yeah.
Cause
yeah, I can't find the info on original price here.
Because you see, Walmart is a big box retailer. Never mind. So, yeah.
But Big Lots is really big.
Actually, it's kind of small. At least the one here is.
Yeah. Well, their logo said really big.
They lie.
Because your mom's more of an Odd Lots.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday morning.
Did we already do this line of jokes before?
Probably.
Sounds familiar.
I think we've done every line of jokes before.
I've done your mom before.
Your mom does lines of stuff too, but I don't think it's jokes.
It rhymes with oak.
Poke?
Yeah.
Choke?
Bloke?
Roanoke? Holyoke?
Wait, what?
Professor Oak?
There we go. That's our Pokemon reference. Show over.
Oh, I made the Pokemon reference earlier when I said I'm confused and that I hurt myself in my confusion.
I must miss that.
Guess so. I'll use it again another time. It'll be funny. Or it won't be funny, but I'll have said it.
Okay. So what's up for next week?
Oh, well, you should be pretty happy about this. We're
Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're finally doing Toku Spider-Man.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah. You know, I read once that after like the 9th episode, the giant robot suit got stolen. So for every episode after that, they had to recycle the robot footage.
Oh, God.
Well, they were all the battles were all the Zord battles that were filmed fully were on the same set. So it's not like it mattered.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and
so
use
they
this
just
joke
and
up early.
Considering that the final attack was throwing the sword at the monster of the week.
It was very convenient for them how that worked out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, they still could have Power Rangered it somehow.
I'm just going to throw this out there now, that no matter what it is, it's still going to be more entertaining and have better special effects than Spider-Man 3.
Probably can't argue with that.
And I'll just go ahead and post this here since it has all the episodes conveniently linked.
Well, that'll work, won't it? Oh, and you even formatted it. How about that?
How'd you do that?
HTML.
Fort Max is magic. Fort Max is a magical little Thunderclash man.
I didn't know that that worked on the boards.
Yeah, you can use HTML.
I didn't know that.
Now you'll use it.
That was a feature turned off. Okay.
It's turned off by default, but you can turn it on.
Okay.
So which episode are we supposed to watch?
What?
Which episode are we watch?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
To be determined. How about that?
Okay, then.
And if you're feeling particularly masochistic, you can watch Fox Kids Spider-Man or Spider-Man Unlimited.
Oh, God, Spider-Man Unlimited.
What was up with that show, anyway?
Seriously.
Of course, I guess that show was... I guess that might be a thing to talk about next week, right?
Well, it's not like Toku related. It's just...
But it is Spider-Man related.
I suppose.
It's more of a what the hell.
Yeah.
Which is always appropriate for this show.
Yeah. Even when I was first watching it, it was like, what the hell?
And the thing is, all that what the hellness could be justified if it was to sell new toys.
Toys?
But there were
what
no toys for the show.
Or maybe if they actually finished with the... Or maybe if they actually finished the plot that they were on.
Well, they didn't they first just air like the first 3 episodes and then pull it?
I'm not sure exactly when it was canceled, but all 13 episodes aired, but it was like a... But the part 13 ended on a to-be-continued. Well, 13th episode ended on a to-be-continued. You had, like, well, what happens next?
You'll never know.
And, of course, the other thing that annoyed me is that they put this in favor of the planned final season of the previous Spider-Man show.
Yeah, that show just got dropped for this.
Yeah. In the middle of another plot thread.
So, basically... Completely accurate to the character, Spider-Man just can't catch a break.
Has there been any Spider-Man show that survived to a conclusion?
Spectacular Spider-Man was really good.
But did it finish its storyline, or did it cut off on, like, in the middle of something?
The 1967 episode, well, series didn't have a storyline or anything.
But did Spectacular Spider-Man actually end, or did it just get canceled?
It kind of ended and it kind of didn't.
But everything was all episodic. So, no ongoing plots or anything. But yeah, I mean, the main Fox Kids series ended with not knowing whether Mary Jane was still alive or not. So.
She was.
And she died. Well, it's not funny when it's not about your mom.
No, I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Although the second to last episode probably had the best single episode name ever.
I don't remember.
I really, really hate clones.
Yes. That could also have been a subtitle for Episode 2 of Star Wars.
Yeah. God, Episode 2 sucks.
Of course, it's not really so much that I hate the clones in that, it's just that I hate it.
You know what my favorite part of Episode 2 is?
The ending?
The part right before the big battle at the end, where, like, Padme and Anakin are, like, expressing their love for each other. And, like, finally John Williams says, enough of this shit. And he just starts blaring the music really loudly to try and drone out their voices.
Lucas can't direct worse shit.
He never has, really.
Yeah, I never has on the Star Wars radio plays. The acting in there is excellent. It's really clear that the problem with acting in even the original movies is not the actors are bad, it's that
Lucas,
the director, can't direct.
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, should we wrap this up? We've been going on tangents for quite a while now.
That's our show.
Please.
So, yeah, next week we're going to watch an episode of Toku Spider-Man, to be determined.
Tune in, folks. Maybe I can actually say a complete sentence next week.
Maybe we can actually hear you next time.
We'll probably just dub him in again. Wait, again?
Yeah, that never happened.
No. Yeah.
Well, see, that was our version of a Dynaman episode, somehow.
We need to figure out what's going on with Paladin's connection here so we can talk without being lagged out.
And so he's not so quiet.
I'll see if I can fix it before next time.
Far away.
Buy better internet.
Yeah, get fiber optic like Mickey has, and you can have more.
Or I have.
Oh, you have it too?
We've had it since, I think, 2006, maybe?
How fast is yours?
Insanely fast.
Insanely is not a number for it, Max. But it should be.
Insanely megabits per second.
Insanely should be a number.
I think it took, like, 6 minutes to download an episode of O's.
Well,
if that.
But how big was the episode?
These are the HD runs from Double Time.
And well, it was how big?
I'm not sure exactly what the speed is, but it's usual download speed is. And I've gotten like 1.5 megs per second.
I can download a standard definition episode of O's from Mega Upload in about 40 to 50 seconds.
Did you upgrade to the? Did you upgrade or did you already have the 40 megabit, Mickey? I forget.
No, I had 20, and they upgraded that up to 40 for free. Because they decided that was going to be their new, that middle tier option.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what we have. My dad takes care of all that stuff, so.
And your mom takes care of all the income.
Yeah. Or at least all the incoming.
The incoming nickels.
Or the coming in. So if you wanted to get that gigabit you were talking about before, would that cost a whole lot more?
Yeah, way more than it's worth.
So it'd be fun just to be able to say you had it.
Or actually, one thing that you might want to try resetting the router or unplugging it for a little bit after we get off of this, because sometimes they'll get a little confused or something.
The tubes get clogged up.
Yeah.
Much like your mom. What, not funny?
No.
Damn.
Because I always blast your mom's tubes clean when I'm through.
Okay, that's probably enough for today.
Yes.
We should
your
probably...
mom had enough.
No, your mom's insatiable.
That would have been much better if Mickey wasn't talking over it.
No, just mute me during that point.
I can't. You and Paladin are on the same channel.
Well, God damn it.
I can only mute myself or all of you. Or both.
We'll do that throughout the whole show, then. Mute everyone.
Yeah, that would be great to do for, 2 hours?
It'd be our best podcast ever.
And then some.
Okay, then. Well, that'll be it for us this week. Thanks for listening.
This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
Hooray.
Really?
Until next time.
Yeah, he's lagging pretty badly now. And,
yeah.
And nobody else is saying anything.
Yeah.
We're saying stuff as soon as you say stuff.
Fort Max isn't.
No, Fort Max isn't.
But he's still there. I just saw him breathe.
What, you saw him breathe? Where are you? You're outside his house looking through his windows, aren't you?
No, the podcast is coming from inside the house.
Oh, Lord. We've got to get out.